Okay, we are back on the broadcast, back on the record after the trade secret timeout, so to speak. Mr. Armstrong, you had called Ms. Hoyer. She's now been excused. Do you have another witness to call or anything else to present at this time?
No, Your Honor.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco just left the room. I'm assuming that she doesn't either. Okay. I guess that gets us back around to you, Mr. Simpson. Is there any rebuttal case you want to present?
We have nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Norrell?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Armstrong? Nothing more. Okay, do the parties want to make closing remarks here today on the record, or how do you want to approach that?
Your Honor, we have nothing prepared, but we can be brief. We appreciate the commission's feedback and interest in our settlement. We think it's perhaps the best solution on a comprehensive basis to both meet our customers' needs and address some significant policy issues that have been up here in North Dakota for quite some time. We look forward to further input from the commissioners as we go forward, and we respectfully request that you adopt the settlement.
Mr. Norrell.
Your Honor, nothing different in substance. I would just echo Mr. Simpson's comments that I believe the case put on today shows that this is a reasonable settlement. We had explored some opportunities, alternatives, and we have a framework in place that addresses this long-term for North Dakota ratepayers and respectfully request that this commission adopts it.
Thank you. Mr. Armstrong.
Nothing, Your Honor.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, any closing remarks?
Nothing, just thank you.
Commissioners, any closing remarks from the commissioners? Mr. Fedorchik.
Sure. Thank you to everybody for the sticking with it today, going through this in such detail. I appreciate the company's willingness to beef up the cost allocation study. That was a big improvement, I think, and I feel really good about what could be done with that. For me, the big remaining issue is just the philosophical decision regarding a multi-year decision. And so that's where I'm at. I think there's been a ton of progress on so many good things. And so I just need to weigh whether I think that's in the best interest of the ratepayers, the customers, and the company. So thank you.
Commissioner Collar?
Thank you, Your Honor. Just thank everyone for your testimony today. Dave, thank you for staying around the day. Laura, I appreciate whenever you come out and everybody else who made the journey. I'll try to talk slower. I would just go back. Maybe there's some lessons we can learn here because we had advocacy staff and the company present a settlement agreement today, and it's a reasonable agreement, and we'll see where it goes. But we also had a rate case that came up with 8 different contentious issues before we even got into the first hearing. It was with 12 CP, 1 CP, depreciation, ROE, compensation. So it certainly would have been a lot more helpful to have this settlement agreement instead of having a hearing. And then we have the hearing, and then the commissioners sit down and say, okay, well, you guys can't work it out, so here's what we're going to do. And then 12 CP, 1 CP becomes a big issue, and you got a potential $20 million swing. But you guys could have worked this out before it ever got to the hearing. And that's what takes commissioner pushing things to get this settlement agreement back out. And that's where I'm really back to where we started in the sense that all the questions that I had after the first hearing, I still have a lot of those questions out there. And so it's kind of where there's something that the commissioners did that forced the company to get serious with advocacy staff to come up with this. So, and that's good if that's what it takes. But going forward, I'm very eager to make decisions very quickly on this. And if it means pulling out the wind farm for a separate vote and pulling out the gas for a separate vote, because I don't think I will. You never want to rule from the bench, but it's very hard to imagine me supporting this settlement agreement as is right now. But that doesn't mean it's not a very good settlement agreement. We'll see where this goes. But I want to have a work session as quickly as we can and see where my colleagues are at because this has been around far too long. And I think that no matter how this comes out, somewhere in this I think needs to be the full discussion, research, however we want to do it on the 1 CP, 12 CP, and maybe even a little bit broader dealing with MDU and Otter Tail, because it's this I was talking to Jerry a little bit here back and forth, is that how we do cost allocation for transmission lines is different. But there's a lot of lessons we can maybe learn from that, because I think there's some really good value for having Xcel doing the great things you do as a completely integrated system. And I'm not convinced we want to give that up to, as a benefit to North Dakota, because that may outweigh the little more renewables you throw in the grid. I think back to my colleague Tony Clark always talked about, you know, solid rate-making principles. Don't get too squirrely around the edges. Stick with the blocking and tackling of doing rate cases, because we could wake up in 2017 and have created a heck of a mess, or we could have a great opportunity. We won't know then, but that's why I think you stick with solid rate-making principles day by day, week by week, so you don't have those big swings for customers. And I do think 12CP provides more stability in the long run. So that's one thing that I have in my mind, too. So just thank everyone a little bit listening to my pontification, but I am 100% committed to getting this to a vote as quickly as possible. I know it's Julie's portfolio on the electricity part of it, but you know, prior to the settlement agreement, I had three orders prepared, one for the rate case, one for the wind farm, and one for the gas plant. And so I still have those. So we'll see how quick the work session, and if we don't get consensus in that work session, I'll bring those three orders forward, and we'll have a vote and see where they go. So at least we'll have commissioners forcing those decisions. So thank you all for your time today, and look forward to the work session. Thank you.
Commissioner Chrisman.
I think there was a lot of good explanation today, and I appreciate that. Some things that to me were showstoppers I now feel maybe aren't quite as important as I thought they were before, and maybe aren't showstoppers. However, that doesn't mean that altogether, you know, if without some changes, you know, maybe cumulatively they're still a showstopper. So, but I think I learned a lot today. I guess the one admonishment that I would put out, I still find it very bothersome that when it comes to a discussion of 12CP versus 1CP, that now suddenly we can get a study done within 6 months or so. And I think it's important, and if everybody believes it's important enough to use ratepayers' money on it, how come it hasn't been done till now? And I'm just disappointed that it wasn't done before we ever even got to the initial hearing. And but it wasn't, and so this is where we find ourselves. But other than that, I appreciate all the information today. That's all I have.
Counsel, is there anything else we need to get on the record before we close the hearing today?
On the record, no, Your Honor, but certainly I would like to talk about next steps with the commission. Doesn't need to be present, and make sure we have opportunity for briefing and other post-hearing issues as they may be necessary should the settlement be rejected.
Okay. Mr. Norrell?
Nothing, Your Honor. From
Mr. Armstrong?
Nothing.
Ms. Jeffcoat Sackle?
No, thank you.
The one thing I guess I'd ask the company to file an updated exhibit list that adds R and Q to the late filed exhibits and provide those late filed exhibits as soon as possible. Maybe we can talk about a time frame for that in the next steps. And with that, I'm going to close the hearing on the consolidated comprehensive settlement case, PSC numbers PU-12-813. 13-706, 707, 708, 742, 743, 194, and 195. Thank you all for a very, very well-done presentation by all involved. Thank you very much.